You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Over the past couple weeks, the government has been hesitant to call out the US and Israel for their role in the recent conflict in Iran. While Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has called for all parties to comply with international law, he refrained from explicitly addressing either aggressor. Only in the past week has Luxon offered any criticism, calling Trump's Iran policy unhelpful and Finance Minister Nicola Willis alarmed at Trump's comments around the destruction of civilization in Iran. Labour has criticised the government for its lack of a hard stance. Also this past week has seen funding for the Tukituki water security project secured, which could see flooding for significant amounts of conservation land in Hawke's Bay. The project could see acceleration of the fast-track approvals bill, which Labour has also criticised since its inception. Lastly, Auckland Council has repeatedly called for additional support for public transport amidst the fuel crisis. Despite these calls, the government has yet to deliver. To discuss each of these topics and what the Labour Party could bring to the table, News Director Casa spoke to Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
We've seen Christopher Luxon talking about the US and Israel's conflict in Iran, and he's made several comments not directly making a condemnation of their approach, but rather calling it unhelpful and saying that New Zealand expects all countries to remain compliant with international law. This response has been criticised by some people as not being strong enough on the issue. What would a Labour government response to these strikes look like?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that the government's strategy of appeasing Trump over the past few weeks has really failed. New Zealanders have asked for Prime Minister Luxon to really stand up to call out some of the comments from President Trump more recently. And so if you compare that with the comments from Chris Hipkins, the leadership that he has demonstrated over this, it's quite a contrast. And so it's important that the international law is upheld and that New Zealand really stands for something in the decisions in this.
And New Zealand has a strong history of standing for human rights issues and standing against human rights violations overseas. Do you think this government is living up to that legacy, and how further might this government, might a Labour government do things differently?
Well, we certainly welcome the two-week ceasefire that was announced yesterday. It's come as a significant relief to the region and around the world, I guess, and we have to just watch where to from here. Diplomacy is really important in those relationships, I think, that we've seen from a previous Labour-led government and to some extent from Winston Peters in this instance is incredibly important, and we can't lose sight of that with some of the more outrageous politics that have played out within this over the past couple of weeks. A Labour government, moving forward will ensure that those relationships are strong, but most of all, that offshore they saw the history of New Zealand and that we've stood up for international law, that New Zealand is in fact an independent country on our views and that we're respected for that.
I wanted to also talk about this morning the Tukituki Water Security Project, which is looking at a dam in the Hawke's Bay that could end up flooding large portions of conservation land. This project is potentially going to see approval through the Fast Track Approvals Bill and sort of circumventing some of those environmental concerns. What's the Labour Party's view on this project specifically and on some of these projects approved under the Fast Track Approvals Bill more broadly?
Yeah, Labour was clear that we condemned the National Government's Fast Track process because it does bypass environmental protections takes away the acknowledgement of Te Tiriti within that decision-making process. This is an example down in the Hawke's Bay. I grew up there. I know the area well, where the government really is making poor choices. They're not prioritising the things that are important. There's acknowledgement that some of the work that needed to be done post-cyclone hasn't been completed yet, but they're investing $18 million in this zombie project. So I don't think the government's got their priorities right in this instance.
And Labor's been critical of the Fast Track Approvals Bill, as you mentioned in the past. What would that criticism look like if Labor was elected into government later this year? Would there be a scrapping of the Fast Track Approvals Bill? Would things be reworked? Do we have any indication of what Labor's policy will be there?
So when we were in government, we had a process of our own adopted over the COVID period to enable the acceleration of key infrastructure projects that were important. We offered up investment for those as well. But the important thing for us, and what what a Labor government will always guarantee, is those environmental protections and the honour of Te Tiriti of Waitangi. If I look at this particular project, I'm sure some of my relations down in Ngātika Honunu have a certain view on this, and their view came through in submissions as well over the Fast Track Approvals Bill, that they want to be heard. They want to participate in the decision-making of such projects, and the government's railroaded that.
And then lastly, I wanted to talk about public transport. We've seen, even despite the ceasefire between the US and Iran, the government and economists all expect prices and the fuel crisis to continue for a wee while. Public transport has been touted as one of the potential ways to alleviate some of these pressures, and Auckland Council's been saying that if the government were to subsidise public transport a bit further, we could see a lot more benefits for people in Auckland. What's the Labor Party's view on subsidies for public transport and, I guess, assisting people in under the fuel crisis?
Labor did subsidise transport for people getting in and around both Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland and across New Zealand in public transport. We think it's incredibly important, and it's an opportunity to shift some of the behaviour that we need to see and address the congestion issue that our city has. So we're incredibly supportive of public transport. We want to see more people using that. But the government has to play their role in that. Between now and November, that might be too long to wait. People need some decisions made by this government. They need further support to address the rising fuel costs. They need to be able to still go to work. They need to go to university and study. And they need to get their families from A to B.
And Auckland Transport's been mentioning, as well as looking at this crisis, perhaps an opportunity for the growth of our public transport network and maybe some central government investment to ensure that it can grow further and become a system that's used by even more Aucklanders. Something that's been particularly brought up is the public transport fare revenue targets. Auckland Transport has quite a high target for the return from fares. Is this something that a Labor government would look at changing or maybe look at reducing in future?
Well, the National Government reduced funding to Auckland Transport by something like $120 million when they came into office. That largely impacted the organisation's ability to invest in both public transport fares and public transport infrastructure to set us up for the future. That's a shocking outcome in the modern world. It's a shocking decision from a government, and it just really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and so do we have any indication of what a future Labor government's transport policy would look like? Would we see further supports for Auckland Transport if elected in this year's election, or is that something that we'll have to wait for?
You'll certainly have to wait for that, but all indications, from our past track record is that Labor does prioritise public transport. We know, particularly for Auckland, it's an important part of our future. The same for Wellington and large urban centres. This government has introduced congestion charging. That's one tool, but it doesn't make sense to do that if you don't have a high-functioning, affordable alternative for people to use, and that is public transport.
That was the Labor Party's Shannon Halpert speaking to News Director Caster about the government's stance on the US-Iran conflict, the Tuki Tuki Water Security Project and the public transport policy.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halpert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.